AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. New Jersey Democrat Cory Booker started speaking on the Senate floor at around 7 p.m. local time last night against the actions of the Trump administration.
For almost 20 hours, we have laid out what they're trying to do. 20 hours. I want to stand more, and I will, but I'm begging people, don't let this be another normal day in America. Please, God, don't let them take Medicaid away from 10, 20, 30, or 40 million Americans who desperately need it. Don't let them do it.
As Booker stood for hour after hour, he appeared to only have nothing more than a couple of glasses of water to sustain him. Attorney General Pam Bondi is telling federal prosecutors to pursue the death penalty against Luigi Mangione. He's the man accused of the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a Manhattan hotel in December. Employees at the Department of Health and Human Services have started receiving layoff notices.
An overhaul ultimately expected to lay off up to 10,000 people. The notice is coming just days after President Trump moved to strip workers of their collective bargaining rights at HHS and other agencies. Democratic Senator Patty Murray on Friday predicting the cuts will have ramifications when natural disasters strike or infectious diseases.
They may as well be renaming it the Department of Disease, because their plan is putting lives in serious jeopardy.
Last week, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced a plan to remake the department, which is responsible for tracking health trends and disease outbreaks, conducting and funding medical research, and administering many health insurance programs, among other things. I'm Julie Walker.
A box truck crashed into a building in Boston's Chinatown neighborhood and then hit several pedestrians. At least six people were injured. This is AP News. Princeton University is the latest school to have funding cut by the Trump administration.
Amid investigations into anti-Semitism and campus protests, the New Jersey Ivy League, where Albert Einstein spent his final years, says it received notifications this week that research grants would be suspended from agencies including the Departments of Energy, Defense, and NASA. Princeton President Christopher Eisgruber says Princeton will cooperate with the government, but he also says the school will vigorously defend academic freedom and its right to due process. On Monday, a federal task force on anti-Semitism announced that Harvard University was facing review, and recently Columbia University agreed to several demands from the federal government after $400 million in funding was pulled. In an opinion piece published in The Atlantic on March 19th, President Eisgruber called the funding cancellation at Columbia a radical threat to scholarly excellence and to America's leadership in research. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.